All right, I want to greet y'all this morning in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And a blessing to be here with you all this morning. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, we come before you this morning and we thank you, God, for your goodness and your mercy. Lord, we just ask your blessing, Father, upon this time together. Lord, we ask that you'd fill us with your Spirit. That you'd give us wisdom, Father, and understanding. Forgive us where we fail you, Father. Help us to be faithful to you. Lord, help us to have open hearts and open minds to your word. Lord, that we would be encouraged, Father, to be faithful, Lord, to you. Again, we just thank you for all that you do for us and help us again in Jesus' precious name. Amen. All right, I want to open the Bible this morning to Acts chapter 27. Appreciated the song, "Does Your Anchor Hold," or, that we sang this morning, and kind of goes with what where I wanted to start off here this morning. But let's Acts chapter 27 and begin in verse 14. Paul was being taken as a prisoner to Rome, and he was on a ship, and he had given counsel to the captain not to take off on this journey, but to stay in the port they were at. But because it wasn't comfortable enough, the captain saw the easy weather and decided to sail on. And after a few days, the wind began to come up. And it says, "But before very long, there rushed down from the land a violent wind called a Euroquio. And when the ship was caught in it and could not face the wind, we gave way to it and let ourselves be driven along. Running under the shelter of a small island called Claudia, we were scarcely able to keep the ship's boat under control. And after they had hoisted up, they used support cables in undergirding the ship, and fearing that they might run aground on the shallows of Cyprus, they let down the sea anchor and in the way let themselves be driven along. The next day, as we were being violently storm-tossed, they began to jettison the cargo. And on the third day, they threw the ship's tackle overboard with their own hands. Since neither sun nor stars appeared for many days, and no small storm was assailing us, from then on all hope of our being saved was gradually abandoned. When they had gone a long time without food, then Paul stood up in the midst and said, 'Men, you ought to have followed my advice and not have set sail from Crete and incurred this damage and loss. Yet, now I urge you to keep up your courage, for there will be no loss of life among you, but only the ship. Yet now I urge you to keep up your courage, for this very night the angel of the Lord, of whom I belong and whom I serve, stood before me, saying, Do not be afraid, Paul, for you must stand before Caesar, and behold, God has granted you all those who are sailing with you. Therefore, keep up your courage, men, for I believe God that it will turn out exactly as I have been told. But we must run aground on a certain island. But when the 14th night came, as we were being driven about in the Adriatic Sea, about midnight, the sailors began to surmise that they were approaching some land. They took soundings and found it to be 20 fathoms, and a little further on They took another sounding and found it to be 15 fathoms. Fearing that we might run aground somewhere on the rocks, they cast four anchors from the stern and wished for daybreak. I want to just stop right there and kind of get a hold of this picture. You know, there's a song I used to like I like the title of it. It says, "Storms Never Last." And, you know, we think of our lives and life is basically a series of storms and calm. Storms and calm. There's times that we go through things and it is so black and bleak and dark. But then soon the sun begins to peek through and we come out of the storm and come into the calm. You know, everybody wants perfect life, we have the idea or the imagination that we're just going to get to that next little plateau or goal that we're seeking, and then our life will just settle out. But that is an unrealistic thought. Our life consists of a series of storms and calms. And whenever we think that we're not going to have either one, and we're just looking for all calm, we're just not being true to ourselves. We're deceiving ourselves, because that's just not the way things go. We don't like the storms. We don't like the hard times. They're difficult. But I found in life that those hard times, those dark times, those times whenever everything is bad, is when we draw near to God. You know, it's the times we dread or we just wouldn't want to see happen. And then they happen. And that is the time whenever we look up, because there's nothing else to hold on to. It's all been taken away. And then we can look up and we draw near to God. I've seen people, you know, I don't know how many times, just the most tragic thing that they go through. And, you know, they might have been pretty cold and indifferent, religious people, church people. And then whenever they have to go through something really difficult, that's when they draw near to God. That's when we need to let ourselves draw near to God. You know, we have the opportunity to get angry with the Lord when things go bad. And that's the tendency of people that, well, bad things happen. That's just, that's not a very good God that lets bad things happen to us. But you know, all of these things work together for good to those that love God and that are called according to His purpose. You know, we look back at situations and we look back at times, and we sang that song this morning. I just can't help but remember, you know, song that our Ken, how's it go? Tell me. Someday, whenever I'm lost again.
Beyond
the reach of mortal ken. Someday beyond the reach of mortal ken. And I just remember, you know, that whenever my wife left or drove me out, basically, and there was a time there that, I mean, Kevin took me in for a while, but there was a lot of time there that I didn't really have a place to go, just didn't have any place to go. And I remember working at the tire shop and being sitting there, you know, just going there to sleep and waking up just in the middle of the night, and it was in February, and it was cold. It was one of the coldest times. It was 22 below zero at one point during that time. And I had an old 65 Falcon or 64. I don't remember what it was, but it was just an old car. And I remember having to leave that thing running, and I'd go to the park and try to set sometimes. Just didn't have a place to go, and the police come up and see what I was doing, and I'm just sitting here, you know. I felt like, you know, some kind of weirdo out there, but I didn't know what else to do. And I just remember sitting in that car and the heater running, the car running, freezing outside. My wife was gone. She'd take my children, took everything. And I would sing that song, "Someday Beyond the Reach of Mortal Ken." Just over and over again, that song just kept, it was in my mind. And the hardest time of my life, one of them. One of the hardest times. And I was wondering, you know, where are you, God? But I knew he was there. You know, my mind would begin to question, what's going on? But, and you know, I would think, well, why are you choosing this path? Why are you making these decisions? Look what it's doing to you. But everything that I could reason, everything that I thought of, I thought, I know this is right. And I just can't give up on it. My anchor was, I know that what I found in the Lord and the path that he set out, I didn't know all the details, but I could look at the religion and people didn't understand. I could look at all those things, but when it got right down to it, I had to just hang on. And it was a pretty thin thread at times. Like I said, full of questions and doubts. You know, people think that faith is never doubting or never having a question about anything. Faith is having every doubt in the world and still hanging on to that one little thread that you know holds on to that anchor of our souls. That's when we draw near to God. If we will, that's where we build our strength and our character and our courage. Like I said, life is just a series of storms and calms. You know, the thing about it is we love the calm, but the calm is the dangerous part for most of us. That's whenever, you know, things are going pretty good. That's when we begin to drift away from God. And we begin to see that we don't need him, you know, or we begin to think we can do it all our own and we can do it by ourselves. And that's when we begin to drift. We just look at these... this shipwreck, you know, we think, you know, whenever a storm's, I've seen people that have to go through a storm and it might last an hour or two. And we're terrified. We can go crawl in a little hidey hole or a fraidy hole, or we can go into the closet and jump in the bathtub and just listen to that storm blowing outside, scared plumb skinny. And it lasted an hour. And it's over. We forget about it. You know, we're praying, we're seeking God during that time. These men were on a ship. They weren't on dry land, in a house, protected. They were on a ship. And this horrible storm, so strong that they had to run cables and girders and ropes underneath the ship just to try to hold it together. So bad was this storm that after about 3 days, they threw everything overboard, all their food, everything. And a few days later, they threw all the rest of the stuff that even the tackle and the stuff that they needed to be able to guide the ship. They were willing to throw all of that to lighten the ship so that they might survive through this storm. They went on several days, and Paul finally stood up in the middle and said, I told you not to do this. We want to blame somebody for things. Our life might be difficult. We might have situations, whatever situation we're living in, we got to find a reason for it. But good, bad, or ugly, we're still in that situation. And our hope in that situation is to hang on to that anchor. And here Paul told the men that God talked to me, and he said that we're going to lose the ship, but people are going to, there won't be a life lost from the ship. That's encouraging news. But then it talks about several days later, maybe this is where it says 14 days later, they had very little to eat, and they started coming to a piece of ground. And they threw the anchors out so that the ship just wouldn't be smashed into the banks or into the rocks, into the sea. And they threw the anchors out to hold it. And the storm, here after they'd been stormed for weeks, the sailors thought, it's time to abandon ship. And so they started to let down the little life rafts, and they were climbing in it, getting ready to save themselves. And Paul said, unless you abide in the ship, you will not be saved. This is kind of the thought of having. It's so easy for us to get fed up with our life situation. I don't know. Whatever our situation is, I know I've been there, to where you're working with somebody and you just get tired of dealing with them. You just get tired of having to deal with this problem you've got, or this person you're dealing with, or the situation. I think this is basically the spirit of divorce is what it is. You just get to a place where you can't stand to deal with this person any longer, and so you're done with them. It's that spirit of jumping in the lifeboat and leaving the ship. The ship of life that God has put you on, we take it into our own hands and throw the lifeboats over and decide we're going to take it in our own hands. I don't like this ship God has put me in. I'm going to get in my own ship. And there's, like I said, we'll see here just a little bit later. Here in verse 30 it says, but as the sailors were trying to escape from the ship and had let down the ship's boat into the sea on the pretense of intending to lay out anchors from the bow, they were pretending that they were going to fix things. They gave the indication that they were going to go down in the ships to fix things. But in reality is, they were bailing out. And Paul said, unless you remain in the ship, you yourselves cannot be saved. And then later, in verse 40, it says, and casting off the anchors, they left them in the sea, while at the same time they were loosening the ropes of the rudders and hoisting the foresail to the wind. They were heading for the beach. But striking a reef where two seas met, they ran the vessel aground, and the prow struck fast and remained immovable. But the stern began to be broken up by the force of the waves. The soldiers' plan was to kill the prisoners so that none of them would swim away and escape. But the centurion, wanting to bring Paul safely through, kept them from their intention and commanded that those who could swim should jump overboard and first go to the land, and the rest should fall, some on planks and some on various things from the ship. And it so happened that they were all brought safely to the land. See, there's a time when the ship is completely broken and it's just breaking down all around you, and all there left is a plank to grab a hold to. You're still on the ship. And it gets you the way it's supposed to. But so many times, we're ready to fix things, trying to fix things, and trying to abandon the ship that God's put us on. And that's my focus, I think. What I wanted to talk about is, whatever your hand, the verse Hans read, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. I want to adjust that just a little bit. We are pretty good about that. With children, we've instilled in them the need to just do whatever is in front of you. And do it with all your might. Throw yourself into it. It's a good plan. It's a way to live. Somebody asked me, I've had to change jobs a time or two, and they asked me about, well, do you like that? And I've just told them, I said, I've learned to love to do whatever job's right in front of me and enjoy it. I don't need to wish I could do this job or wish I could do that job. I've learned to do the job that's right in front of me. Sometimes there's storms in it. Sometimes it's a little difficult and it ends fun, but you just keep on doing it. And like we said before, your attitude, the only thing you can change in this world, the only thing you can control in this world is your attitude. Sometimes we're doing a job and it's a little hard. And it's pretty easy for it to complain. It's just pretty easy to get discouraged because the job is just never going to get this job done. Well, guess what? There's days that we have storms, and there's days it's harder than others. And the next day, we just go through a job, just breeze right on through. I've told the boys, they maybe had a couple of hard days, had to work a little late, and they kind of want to get grumbling a little bit and complaining. Then we'll have two or three days later, and I told them the other day, we had two or three easy days, and I said, oh, by the way, my phone is open. If anybody just can't handle having all these good days, if you just have to whine about it, call me. Give me a call. We have good days and bad days. That's the way life is. But this ship, whatever God's put in front of you, whatever your hand finds to do, whatever's laid in your lap, do it with all your might. Whatever situation of life, well, I could have done this different. I could have done that different. Well, it doesn't really matter, does it? Where we're at right now. And wherever you are right now, is whatsoever your hand or whatsoever is laid in your lap. And you can look for a way to bail out of it, or you can hang on to that anchor and draw near to God and be what God wants you to be. Whatever your situation in life is. Well, I can't be a Christian in my situation. You can be a Christian in any situation. You can be faithful to God in any situation. No matter what anybody does or says to you, you can still be the light of the world. You don't have to react the way they react to you. That's what one of the boys read about, to turn in the other cheek. It's not just about getting slapped in the face. It's your choice to react and be like Jesus no matter what anybody throws at you. You know, a lot of people say, well, you're stubborn. Well, there's a difference between being stubborn and being tenacious and being full of faith. You know, faith holds on to that anchor. And some of the situations around you, it doesn't really matter. Stubborn is just hanging on to some stupid idea that you're not going to give up on. But it's not really based on trusting in the Lord. You know, some of the doctrines, well, I'm going to stand for this doctrine. Well, if you're standing for that doctrine, maybe you're trusting more in that doctrine than you are that little anchor that's the Lord. Sometimes we don't know which direction to go except for hanging on to the Lord. And if we'll just abide the ship sometimes, you know, sometimes it gets pretty rough. Sometimes it gets pretty rocky. But it's only when you give up that you bail over, and that's when you'll be lost. But whenever it's stormy and you can't help the storm, you're not to blame for it. All you've got to do is go through it. Strength for today is mine all the way, and all that I need for tomorrow. The Lord knows the way through the wilderness, and all I have to do is follow. You know, really, faith is just walking the path that God has put you in. And all you have to do is follow. Strength for today is mine all the way, and all that I need for tomorrow. My Lord knows the way through the wilderness, and all I have to do is follow. Middle of this storm, the people couldn't control those things. They just had to go through it. Like I said, it's a pretty big storm compared to the storms we know about. You know, it might get cloudy for 2 or 3 days. It might rain a week. Look how long this thing lasted. And all they had to do is go through it until the boat was busted up in pieces, and then they grabbed a piece of the boat and got to land. And all they had to do was grab hold of that piece that they found and hang on. But you bail ship. You jump ship, and you're on your own. May the Lord add His blessings. Does your anchor hold? But, the anchor will hold, but will you hold on to it? That may be the question. Life is just basically a series of storms and calms. One verse I didn't read, it said, it was talking about Jesus, talking about the end times, but it says in the end times. Well, one verse in the same chapter says, he that endures to the end shall be saved. Then on a few verses later it says, talking about the end times, they'll be eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, building. Then the Son of Man will come whenever they're not aware of it. See the two times? enduring to the end. Stormy. And then the calm, whenever no one's expecting it. You know, whenever things are bad, we're looking for the Lord. We're watching for Him. But when times are good, we forget about Him. And you know, that's when He'll show up, when you least expect it. May God help us to be holding on to that anchor when the sun's shining. Be holding on to that anchor when everything's calm. Be holding on to trusting in Him through good and bad. God has put us where He wants us. Like I said, we can blame somebody. We can figure out that, oh, it shouldn't be this way. But that's where we're at. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. Wherever your soul finds you, do it with all your might. May the Lord add His blessings. You don't have anything you'd like to share?
That's good in the context of what the storm can be. You know, we think a little something, but no, it could be your
I appreciate it too, and that's just we're just talking. And then my wife and I, you know, everybody goes through storms. We can choose our storm, you know, rather. Or just decide you want to abandon the ship and go out into the world. Well, you're going to face storms there too, and then you're going through storms on your own. Mm-hmm. You're going to have worry, but you're going to have it without.
Right. Amen.
There's some. A couple of things that I think about, I had a ton of admiration for. They had strong faith. And they had storms in their life, you know. And, you know, if we don't have storms, we're probably going to be faithful. So we ask God for a strong faith, we can expect some storms.
Mm-hmm.
And I really appreciate it as well.
Praise the Lord. Thanks, Lord. All right. Well, Lord willing, we'll meet back here at 6:00. God be with you until we meet again.
Okay.